the U.S. position on Iran.
All options remain on the table.
Hundreds of detainee children on the move.
They were wearing the same dirty clothing that they crossed the border with.
10 years after the death of the King of Pop.
Genius. I think there's really no other words.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. National Security Advisor John Bolton, speaking in Israel, says all U.S. options remain on the table if Iran pushes ahead with uranium enrichment.
We see continuing evidence, growing evidence, of Iran's violations of not just the nuclear deal, but the non-proliferation treaty itself.
But he said there's an open door for new talks. And in Tehran, Iran's president blasted new U.S. sanctions. CBS's Ben Tracy.
The sanctions target Iran's supreme leader and at least 8 Iranian military commanders, including the official the U.S. believes is responsible for shooting down an American drone last week. The U.S. has imposed nearly 1,000 specific sanctions on Iran since pulling out of the nuclear deal, and they are taking a toll on its economy. The value of Iran's currency has dropped 60%, and inflation is more than 40%.
You cannot start a dialogue with somebody who is threatening you, who is intimidating you.
Iran's ambassador to the UN said tensions between the two countries is, quote, really dangerous.
Iran's foreign minister insisted today his country is not pursuing a nuclear weapon. The government has moved most of the 300 children out of a border patrol station in Clint, Texas, where they had been detained. It came after complaints about conditions from people like attorney Elora McCurgy.
Many of the children had not had access to a single shower or bath. They were wearing the same dirty clothing that they crossed the border with, and the children didn't have access to any soap to wash their hands. Nearly every child I spoke with was hungry.
Some had been there for nearly a month. President Trump says a woman who's accused him of sexual assault in the 1990s is not his type. Writer E. Jean Carroll on CNN.
I love that. I am so glad I am not his type.
And Carol's allegation of an encounter in a New York department store is in a new book she's written.
He's denied all 15 women who've come forward. He denies, he turns it around, he threatens any attacks.
Mr. Trump told The Hill Carol is totally lying. The White House says it will block congressional testimony from presidential aide Kellyanne Conway that could lead to a House committee vote on a subpoena as early as tomorrow. Chicago police have released files in the Jussie Smollett case, the actor who alleged a hate attack that police called staged. WBBM TV's Charlie DeMar says there's also police video.
Chicago police officers entered Jussie Smollett's apartment on a cold January night. The rope, he says, was wrapped around his neck like a noose, still draped over his sweater.
Yeah, this is all being audibly and visually recorded.
New video shows the men wanted for questioning running from the same area around the time Smollett said he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack.
And Alexa?
Yeah.
Black and white surveillance video show them on their way to meet Smollett, but the brothers would later tell police they were paid to stage the attack because Smollett was unhappy with his pay on the show Empire.
In the case of a missing college student in Utah, authorities are piecing together what happened after she got out of a car just over a week ago. CBS's David Begno.
Police in Salt Lake City worked overnight to find the person who met Mackenzie Lewick the morning she disappeared. Salt Lake's Assistant Police Chief Tim Dowd.
Detectives have spoken with the Lyft driver and learned that Mackenzie was met at Hatch Park by an individual in a vehicle. The Lyft driver left Mackenzie at the park with that person and stated that Mackenzie did not appear to be in any type of distress.
A spokesperson for Lewick's family tells CBS News that a major part of the police investigation is Lewick's dating life and her use of dating apps. Investigators are exploring whether she had any secret social media accounts or an alternative cell phone.
In the hunt for answers on dementia, researchers are looking at the drugs we take for depression and other ailments. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Anticholinergic drugs are used to treat everything from bladder conditions to the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. They're also in some antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs. Now, British researchers say people on some of these drugs are 50% more likely to be diagnosed with dementia. They're urging patients not to stop taking these medications without consulting their physician, but they're urging physicians to weigh the risks of keeping patients on strong doses for long periods of time. Steve?
Well, the government's new crackdown on robocalls is notable for bridging a political divide. CBS's Anna Werner.
Joining forces to find solutions are FTC Commissioner Rebecca Kelly Slaughter, a Democrat, and fellow Commissioner Noah Phillips, a Republican.
There's no disagreement. There's no political difference here.
Robocalls are not just an annoyance that every single American feels several times a day. They can be a real problem.
The FTC is announcing a major crackdown on illegal robocalls, including 94 actions targeting operations around the country they say are responsible for more than 1 billion calls.
We feel pressure externally. We feel pressure and responsibility internally, and we want to rise to it.
Well, 10 years ago today, the world was jolted by the death of the king of pop, Michael Jackson.
It has been a decade. This is how Cammy McCormick and I reported Michael Jackson's death in 2009.
There are now multiple reports that he has died.
Michael Jackson suffered a cardiac arrest.
While any Jackson story must include the genius of his talent, it cannot ignore continuing allegations of sexual abuse.
He told me if they ever found out what we were doing, he and I would go to jail.
Music writer Chris Willman is with Variety magazine.
Could there be dozens of accusers who all made it up? Possibly, but no one's ever denied that he slept with children.
Yesterday on Hollywood Boulevard, where Michael Jackson's star is located, fans came as they do every day to take pictures.
He was a genius. I think there's really no other words.
They also talked about a complicated and sometimes troubled man.
You can't whitewash it. It's there. It's just like hiding history. You can't do it.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Madonna may be 60, but her brand new music has a big audience.
Madonna's new album, Madam X, has debuted at number one on the Billboard chart, giving her 9 chart-topping albums. That's more than any female artist except Barbara Streisand, who has 11. Madonna's latest success is thanks to a bundle deal. Fans who bought concert tickets got free albums, along with swag from her online store. Bruce Springsteen's new Western Stars is at number 2 with no ticket deals or bundles. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The man known as Jeopardy James tried his hand at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. James Holzhauer, who won 32 games and $2.4 million on TV's Jeopardy, didn't have much luck at the table. He played 14 hands but lost all his chips before reaching the prize money pool. He still entered in another event there. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.